Chapter 15. Jeffrey's Jewelers was down an alley in the less affluent part of town. The proprietor, Jeffrey Jones, was a wizened old man who had owned the shop for 50 years after inheriting it from his father, who had inherited it from his father. Luckily, all three men were named Jeffrey, and the sign had never had to be changed. Despite the small size of the shop and the fact that everything looked like it had been in its place since 1970, Nance noticed the store did have an updated security system. She glanced back at the door to see a state-of-the-art security lock and thought it odd that Jeffrey's would be more up-to-date than Faraday Jewelers. Perhaps that was why the thief had stolen from them instead. Jeffrey glanced up from his position hunched over a desk. A giant jeweler's loop was affixed to the left lens of his horn-rimmed eyeglasses, giving him somewhat of a comical steampunk look. He started to stand, which looked like it was going to take a long time and be rather painful for him, so Nance put up her hand, palm out. "No need to get up on our account. We're just looking around." Jeffrey nodded, then squinted at her.
"Mona Baker?"
"Yes, Jeffrey. It's me and Ida, Ruth, and Helen." Nance pointed to her companions.
"Oh, well then, welcome. I rarely see you ladies in here."
"We don't go for jewelry much," Ida said. "But we've heard around town that you're having a fantastic sale." Jeffrey smiled and slowly pushed to a standing position despite Nance's protest. His joints creaked and cracked, but it didn't take nearly as long as Nance had thought it would.
"Yes, I've had some great estate items come in at a very reasonable price, and I'm passing the savings along to my customers."
He hobbled toward an antique oak display case. "How nice," Nance said, as they all shuffled over to join him. Inside the case lay 2 necklaces and 3 bracelets, adorned with various gemstones, including diamonds. A lone diamond ring sat on a black velvet ring display that could have held many more.
"Looks like the case has been cleaned out," Helen said. "I was able to offer good prices, and word gets around quickly."
Jeffrey looked pleased.
Ruth's forehead creased. "That's great, but you said this was from an estate?"
Jeffrey nodded and pushed his glasses onto the top of his balding head. Thank goodness, because the loop attached to them was a bit off-putting, and Nance's attention had kept waffling between his other eye and the loop.
"I get a lot of estate business. It's not unusual when someone passes that the heirs would rather have money than some old jewelry."
"I was wondering about the heirs, though. Didn't they want top dollar?"
Jeffrey shook his head.
"Poor dear. Only had 1 grandson, and he was quite distraught. He wanted the money quickly, even if it meant taking less. Apparently there were medical bills that needed to be paid." "Oh, dear. I wonder who it was," Helen said. "I'd like to pay my respects." "I have the information right here."
Jeffrey shuffled over to a pile of papers and started thumbing through them.
"Here it is. Eleanor Robinson."
Helen pressed her lips together.
"I don't think I know any Eleanor Robinson."
She turned to Nance.
"Do you?"
Nance shook her head and looked at Ida and Ruth, who both shrugged.
"I believe the grandson said they were from New Ipswich."
Jeffrey put the papers down and came back to the display case.
"Oh, well, that is a few towns over, and if she was elderly and ill, we might not know her," Ruth said.
"One can't know everyone, though at our age it seems like we do sometimes."
Jeffrey pulled a ring of dozens of keys out of his pocket and started sorting through them, eyeing the back of the case as if to figure out which key opened it.
"Can I show you ladies something?"
It looked as if Jeffrey could take a while, and they really didn't want to buy anything, so Nance said,
"Not right now, dear. We're just taking a look at what's available. We don't make decisions quickly. We'll have to think on it."
Jeffrey looked disappointed.
"Okay, but I can't guarantee these will still be here later on, as you could see. Things are going quickly.
We'll take our chances. Thank you.
Nance left, with the others following.
What do you make of that?
Ruth asked once they were out on the street.
I'm not sure. It looked like he had a lot of security, which makes me wonder why Faraday doesn't,
Ida said.
The diamond sale on the heels of the diamond heist is an awfully strange coincidence.
Helen glanced back at the store.
You don't think Jeffrey could be lying about where he got the jewelry from, do you?
Nance pressed her lips together.
We've known him a good long time. He's always been honest. But I guess it won't hurt to check out his story.
Sounds like a plan, Ida said. Now, all this investigating has me famished. I say we head to the Cup and Cake to meet Lexi.